likes to play.
Bing, 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 bing.
And we're back for another episode
Welcome
of the
Psycho Cast.
Yeah, I guess. Where our friends are imaginary.
We aren't friends. Jake and I are colleagues.
We're we're quarantined buddies, meaning we're forced to be together. And we thought, why not make a podcast?
We were quarantined by a release that we signed a year and a half ago.
Hey, that's what they're calling it these days. Everyone's just forcibly leased into their property now.
Jeez. Well, welcome back. We're doing a little bit of back-to-back recording. So this one is, we're recording just after last week where we did the meme movie, which was excellent.
Which was a blockbuster hit.
Yep, it was fantastic.
I don't know if you saw it, but it made over $1 billion in the first day.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just did that. We're doing this one now. Hope you're still feeling good. We don't know what the state of the world is going to be in 2 weeks from today.
Or even 2 minutes.
Yeah,
so
it's true. I had an immediate update to something I said on the last one when I was talking about like the Marcus Theaters, which obviously we will have known by now because it's 2 weeks in the future.
You time-traveling weirdo.
So last episode I had said, oh, they're doing the social distancing thing where they're doing every other seat. Well, now they're like closed indefinitely. So that was like a 5 minute like update span. and we just now closed down restaurants and bars in the state. So
no more yum yums, people.
Nope.
Everyone's got to learn how to cook.
Got to make it on your own. So we hope you're doing healthy and well in this next couple of weeks. Do we want to talk about some movies that we've seen recently?
Yeah, let's talk about some movies.
So what have we seen lately?
That
we hadn't talked about in the
last
were
one. Able to grace me with a couple movies off of your shelf that we've been wanting to watch for a while.
Yep.
The first one was Disaster Artist, which I actually was pleasantly surprised. I had kept pushing it back because I thought it was going to be stupid and a waste of time. But it was actually...
You didn't heed my review.
It was
my
actually
words.
A great movie. It was very well done. Mm-hmm. The Franco brothers are very talented as always, and they just did a really good job, and it was hilarious. Because if you've seen The Room, you'll definitely appreciate this one.
Yep.
But even if you haven't seen The Room, you still understand the story.
The Room, directed by Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
Starring him and written by him.
Very different from Room.
Yes.
Very different.
Yep.
And then also... Well, if you wanna talk about the
book. Well, we just watched, I have talked about it on the podcast before, but we watched Jojo Rabbit.
Finally.
Last night and this afternoon, actually.
And it is awesome. I hadn't seen it until just recently, and I don't know why it took me so long
last
to watch it.
Last night and this afternoon.
Yeah. No. But it was so well done. Mm-hmm. And like Taika Waititi does it again. I hate to put him in that bucket. Because he's so talented with everything he did. But the story was great. Mm-hmm. You go through lots of different emotions. It was goofy, but still like really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like the soundtrack was good. Like everything.
If you didn't catch last time I talked about it and haven't heard of this movie, it's basically like a satire Nazi movie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's perfect.
Yep.
That's perfect.
Of this kid who's in the Hitler Youth program, and he has an imaginary best friend, Hitler.
Yeah.
That's played by Taika Waititi.
It could not be more perfect.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And
I'm glad you liked them.
Without revealing too much about the story or anything, it's a boy who goes through basically Nazi Germany during World War II and
kind of the later years.
Yeah.
Towards when Germany starts facing its downfall.
Right. But he goes through a bunch of different scenarios that make for actually a really well thought out story with some great comical elements.
It was adapted from a book, but I don't remember the name of the book offhand.
Well, on screen it was awesome.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Good. Glad you liked it.
So what are we doing today, Spencer? You have two hats on today.
Yes, we have two hats because this is episode 20, which means it is a multiplier round day. Dreamcast.
What does that mean?
So we'll pick our movie like normal, and then we will add on a multiplier which will restrict our ability to cast the movie. So, like, we've done this in the past with, we've done episodes with, like, a Michael Jackson movie as directed by Mel Brooks, which was really hard to do. We had a, the best sports movie ever as directed by Quentin Tarantino. And then we had, I think our very first one was, Justice League, but if it were cast in the 70s or made in the
70s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, there's different little things, like, directed by this person, only a certain pool of characters or actors that we can draw from, whether it's a certain film or series, a certain you know, background or demographic. So like only actresses or only black actors or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like as directed by this person. So we can only use actors from their movies, which we're going to find out what we get today. So
let's do it.
There's a lot of stuff in there. I'll let you pick the movie first, and then I'll pick the multiplier.
The movie is... The Wizard of Oz reboot.
Oh, wow. All right, that's so awesome. We are updating The Wizard of Oz if it were made...
Excellent.
...potentially today.
Well, and not in the ways that they've done it, so not like Oz the Great and Powerful with Mila Kunis and James Franco.
Right, right.
Not like
this
that.
Is strictly this is, a reboot
right.
of the classic 33
For a
movie.
Whole new generation, same character, same story,
mm-hmm.
just better tech.
Yep, and it will be derived by a certain demographic as well. Are you going to shake the hat?
Oh, yeah. Freaking. We're going to shake the Indiana Jones hat.
Building some tension here, and you're just staring at me. Oh, oh.
Pick it.
Okay, I got it. I got it. So this is the Wizard of Oz reboot. And we're kind of updating it up to... This will be more or less like 80s time, because it will be directed by John Hughes.
Oh, all right.
Who has since passed away, but... We can kind of think of it as this is a 1980s prime of his time, 16 Candles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Breakfast Club, John Hughes.
That's a great
genre. Who will be directing The Wizard of Oz.
Those movies, like, defined a generation.
They did. They are. He is a staple director of the 80s, and that's why I included him.
I love it.
So we are going to cast from him. First off, we need our characters, which is going to be super simple because Wizard of Oz is a very easy story to unfold.
Yeah.
We got Dorothy. We got the Scarecrow.
We got the Tin Man.
We got the Tin Man.
We got the Cowardly Lion.
We got the Lion. Oh.
The Wicked Witch.
Got the Wicked Witch. We have the all-powerful Oz.
Also, Glinda, the Good Witch.
We have Glinda.
Assortment of Munchkins.
Neither are.
Do we want just like the Lollipop Gang?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Like the Lollipop Guild. Those are like Guild. The big ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lollipop Guild, that's mm-hmm. right. Not the gang. They're going to pop your knees. They have to aim up a
they
little.
They're going to pop your lollies.
Okay. Lollipop Guild. And that'll be three people. And is there anybody else?
The monkeys?
Are there any dogs in John Hughes movies?
Oh, sorry.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Any dogs?
If there are any dogs in Toto's movies or in John Hughes movies?
I mean, Beethoven, but he's a Saint Bernard.
Was that directed by John Hughes?
Yeah, 1992.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a Toto.
The little tiny
Beethoven.
Purse dog is now a Saint Bernard.
They're going to need a bigger bike to fit him in the basket.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, we have our first cast. Toto is Beethoven. I think our obvious choice for Dorothy is probably...
Molly Ringwald?
Yeah, probably Molly Ringwald because yeah. She's been in like all of his movies.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much our go-to for Dorothy.
Agreed.
That's super easy.
Yeah, that's very easy.
Sometimes the most obvious choices are the best ones, so mm-hmm. we're going to go with it.
I have a Cowardly Lion that comes to mind just right off the bat.
Okay.
Based off of the old one, and then just looking at all these movies, yeah. I think John Candy would be great as the Cowardly Lion.
Yep, absolutely love that.
Like Uncle Buck and Planes, Trains, Automobiles, just mm-hmm. that's perfect.
I have, I think I've got a Scarecrow. Want to double check and make sure. I'm pretty sure. I just have writing credits right now. Those are producers. He's only directed 8 movies. Curly Sue in 1991. Uncle Buck, like you said. She's Having a Baby. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Weird Science. Weird Breakfast Science. Club. And 16 Candles. So.
My list is a little bigger.
Oh, no. I've got a better Scarecrow than that. I was going to say Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
But I'm instead going to swap him for Alan Ruck, who is Cameron in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I was just going to say that. Yep. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's easy.
Well, Matthew Broderick could be the Tin Man, unless you want to...
Potentially. Let's.
You don't want to take two.
Let's shop around a little bit. Let's see who we got. Because we got... Tin Man's got to be kind of like a little bit older, a little bit, you know, slightly more experienced, and he's looking for his heart, even though he's kind of like a nice guy. You get that vibe from him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Bill Paxton, who is in Weird Science.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next to Anthony Michael Hall? Is that
his name? I think so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other kid.
Yes, Anthony Michael Hall. Well, yeah. Bill Paxton was a different dude in that movie, but
I think he wasn't could... Chet, was he?
He was Chet, yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Weird Science. My dad loves that movie, and in the final like scene where Chet gets turned into this big pile of, like, who knows what it is,
mm-hmm.
my dad just laughs out loud every time, doesn't matter how many times he's seen it.
I think I have an idea for Oz.
Oz?
Yeah, because you need someone, obviously, like, all-powerful, but also has, like, a slight weak edge to him. I'm thinking Paul Gleason, who was the principal in Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah, that's
Richard easy. Vernon is his character name, but yeah.
Well, it could
he
be...
obviously portray, he gives off that authoritative energy.
Right.
Also, he's got kind of like a, just follow the rules, don't hurt me sort of thing.
Right. Well, also Jeffrey Jones, who plays Principal Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That guy's kind of a creeper, though. Rooney. I don't know if I want him in the movies.
He is.
Do you know about him?
No.
He was like I don't want to misquote this because I don't want to slander, or at least like misslander. What was his name again?
Jeffrey Jones.
Jeffrey Jones.
Could also just do Ben he Stein, the some... Bueller guy.
He should be in here somewhere.
Dorothy.
Maybe he could be one of the farmers.
Yeah.
One of the farmers.
Like the farmer. Yeah.
Maybe like her uncle.
That works.
Was her uncle? Hold up. Because like there's obviously like the Kansas vision, but a lot of those people get applied to her Ozworld vision.
Mm-hmm.
Was the uncle also Oz? Oh no, he was the magician dude.
Yeah.
The guy with the mystical ball thing.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, her uncle will be Ben Stein.
I think Charlie Sheen should be in the Lollipop Guild. His like super small role from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Is Garth Valbeck.
So we're not casting little people, we're just gonna cast people and
nah, this is the Lollipop Gang, man.
Okay. Pleaded no contest. This is talking about Jeffrey Jones, the principal from Ferris Bueller's. He pleaded no contest in 2002 to charges that he had solicited an underage boy to take pornographic pictures of him. So that's why we don't have him in our movie.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, yeah, keep him out.
He's not a good person.
Keep him out.
So instead, like I said, I would say Paul Gleason for our Oz.
For sure.
The principal from the other high school movie. The other high school movie.
Yep.
Breakfast Club.
Yes. Another addition to the Lollipop Guild, Emilio Estevez from The Breakfast Club.
Just to throw him in there.
Well, and him and Charlie Sheen are similar.
That's true. They're
cousins or something?
Yeah, they're related somehow. Should we just... Maybe there's another Sheen that's in one of his
movies. Well, Emilio, I think, has a brother.
Was, I think Martin Sheen.
Or just put Anthony Michael Hall as, the final Lollipop Guild. He was like a staple actor for John Hughes.
Sorry, which one?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Alright. We'll have him in there. We still need the two witches.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about them.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Alright, so.
I think, well, the good witch, you kind of need somebody who...
Like the pretty blonde lady.
Yeah, resonates. Like, they're going to get you on their side immediately.
Right.
Maybe Kelly LeBrock, who is in Weird Science.
Oh, the actual lady?
The girl, yeah.
I could see that. Yeah. I could also see her playing the Wicked Witch, if she needed to, but...
Who would you rather have?
Let me think more on who the Wicked Witch... So put her as Glinda for now. But,
Unless we had, like, Mia Sara or Jennifer Grey for... Glinda.
Who's Mia, Jennifer Grey again?
Jennifer Grey is Ferris Bueller's sister.
Oh,
she was also in Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. She's,
I think she would be Glinda.
Yeah.
She should be
Glinda. Yeah, flip-flop those.
Jennifer Grey. Mia Sara was Sloane in Ferris Bueller's.
So, John Hughes was obviously writer for all these, mm-hmm. but I don't know if he directed a bunch of these movies that he's also credited with writing, like the Home Alone series.
He did not direct, no.
He didn't direct, so we're just doing his directing gigs.
Correct.
No, okay. That's what.
Yeah, just pulling from his directing. We only really need the Wicked Witch, the big bad role for... our 80s version of Wizard of Oz.
Well.
See, I don't know. I'm scanning a lot of actresses from a lot of his movies, but a lot of them, they don't necessarily give much of an evil vibe, I guess.
Well, like Ally Sheedy, who played Allison Reynolds from The Breakfast Club, like she could...
Oh, no, I got it.
Oh, all right.
I've got the Wicked Witch for sure. Holland Taylor, she was in She's Having a Baby, but you might better recognize her as Charlie and Alan's mom from Two and a Half Men. This lady?
Yeah! Oh, that's perfect.
As, like, the vicious mother in that show.
She was in...
Legally Blonde.
Was she also in... George of the Jungle?
The Wedding
Is
Date?
It that lady?
She might be in George of the Jungle. I don't know.
What's her name?
I got her. I'd be
Holland Taylor?
Taylor. Yeah. I think she is absolutely our Wicked Witch.
Easily. Yep. That's Ursula's mom in George of the Jungle. That's how I know.
I love
her.
It. Yep. She's a really good actress too.
Also, she's in the Truman Show.
She could exude evil.
Oh. Perfect.
For sure.
She definitely plays villains.
Is there anybody else we want to cast in this? We nailed that, like, super quick. That wasn't really hard at all.
Well, I mean, the John Hughes movies, we're so well-versed in those.
It's true. All right, well, our Wizard of Oz...
Frickin' A, let's do it.
Directed by John Hughes, you know, from the 80s, 90s.
Do we need Annie M?
Sure.
Oh, Annie M?
Yeah, we can cast Annie M. Who do you want for her?
I don't know. I just thought of her because I was looking at Uncle.
Yeah. All right. Let's get our phones back out and start browsing around again. Trying to find a fucking...
Sorry.
...person for Auntie M.
Auntie M.
Who's the most, like... What about the mom from Ferris Bueller? Who's she? It's got to be somebody who's married to Ben Stein.
could just do...
The secretary from Ferris Bueller.
The one who plays the thing, the doom, 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 or the one who actually talks?
The one who talks.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to find her name real quick.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I want the secretary from Ferris Bueller.
That'll do it. Did these movies Eddie are
McClurg,
so
or Edie McClurg. Yeah,
perfect. Yep. Perfect.
Edie McClurg, married to Ben Stein. It's a whole Bueller reunion. I think she was in a few other. She was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles as well. Yep. So
it counts.
She's multifaceted in the Hughes movies.
All right. That's all the characters all right. I can think of.
So, we open on a 1980s farm in Kansas.
Made in 2020.
Little Dorothy, who is Molly Ringwald, played by Molly Ringwald because we're pulling from John Hughes movies.
Yeah.
And her little dog, Toto, played by Beethoven. Our
big old Saint Bernard.
hanging out on their ranch. That's she lives with her uncle, who's played by Ben Stein.
Bueller.
And Auntie M, played by Edie McClurg. And there's a tornado that happens, amongst other things we're kind of skipping over.
Give us
the
clip
notes. She lands into the wild world of Oz, where she drops a house on a witch. And then the good witch, Glinda, played by Jennifer Grey, pops up, and they have a little discussion. She says, oh, go kill my bitch sister, and then you can go home, is essentially what it boils down to.
Yep.
And then the Lollipop Guild, who consists of Charlie Sheen, Emilio Estevez, and Anthony Michael Hall, sing her off the Yellow Brick Road. Dude, she goes off in adventures. She runs into a scarecrow, played by Alan Ruck, who is... Cameron from Ferris Bueller. She runs into the Tin Man, who she de-rusts with oil, played by Bill Paxton. And then they run into a cowardly lion in the forest, played by John Candy. I fucking love that lead cast already.
Yes!
And they meet up and they're going off to fight the Wicked Witch, who is played by Holland Taylor. And eventually they run into the great and powerful Oz in Emerald City, who's played by Paul Gleason, who is the principal from Ferris Bueller. Or no, principal from Breakfast Club. And Holland Taylor is best known for Two and a Half Men, being the mom from that. So that's our John Hughes Wizard of Oz reboot.
There you go.
If it were made during his time. It'd be cool if he was still around to see what he would be making.
We'll follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. We'll follow the yellow brick road. Where Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez and Anthony Michael Hall are there and giving you lollipops.
Da-da.
I just wrote that.